streaming live. It's Delta Panthers Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to the Panther Den at Delta High School as the Panthers face the Eagle Valley Devils in non-league action. I'm Mark Panther, and Von Mitchell's going to be along shortly. The second verse name is first in Rifle on Tuesday. The girls blew out the Bears. Tatum Miller led the way with 19 points and 5 boards, while Taylor Summers and Bailey Wilson both scored in double digits as well with 16 and 11 respectively. Eagle Valley enters the Panther Den at 7-8 and coming off a narrow 41-40 victory at Palisade on Tuesday. The Devils are led in scoring by junior Josie Fitzsimmons, who averages almost 12 points a game. There's no other player that comes close on their team, so if Delta limits her productivity, we should have no problem coming out with a victory. We'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear from head coach Kyle Crudas. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations Don Main. A&M Creations Don Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, stain blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Doughty Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Yeah. Welcome back to Delta High School and the Panther Den. I'm joined by Vaughn Mitchell. And Vaughn, the girls routed rifle again on Tuesday.
I am not surprised. Mark, I'm looking at this. Our girls are 7-0 in the league. And other than that Summit County game, they really haven't been pushed a whole lot. So it's a different time, but I tell you, Coach Crowder reloaded again this year. Mm-hmm. And this pretty young group, I was looking at some stats today. Top three scorers are two juniors and a sophomore. Now, nobody's really filling it up. Kylie's averaging close to 9 a game. But I'm telling you, that's pretty good when it's your young kids doing that. And I was looking at Ellie Ames leading them in assists, close to a 1.0 assist-to-turnover ratio. Pretty good for the waitress out there who just fills up everybody else's cups. So I'm telling you, there's some good talent coming through here, Mark. And I know it's going to be that way for a while. So, but I don't know how other schools feel. Let's just put it that way. I haven't seen it, man. The games we've watched this year, it's like, wow.
You know, and honestly, the Eagle Valley team, they're in the 5A Western Slope League, but they're kind of that middle of the road team. And
I think that's like the whole Western Slope is that way this year. I looked at it; they're 7-8 right now, and they just won by one against Palisades on Tuesday night. So we'll see. The thing is, when we get into the postseason with our girls, they need to have seen more competition.
I agree, and
Mark.
And I think that's kind of how it has been the past several years. Is you know we've run roughshod through the Western Slope League and in districts, which there is no district tournament this year. You know,
23 game league season, yeah, right straight into the tournament,
right. So you know they don't. You know, and we're you know the closest game we had was at Summit, and you know, but I thought our girls actually played a lot better than that score kind of dictated. But it, you know, really, they haven't seen a whole lot of competition. You know, even in the tournaments they played before the holiday break, you know, they're playing the teams in Junction, and really a lot of those teams aren't that good this year.
Right.
So, we'll take a look at the starting lineup. Actually, I think we're going to pause for the national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, rise.
We are indeed. Now we will take a look at the lineups for both teams. We'll start with the Eagle Valley Devils. And they're non-starters. Number one, junior Morgan Bodenheimer. Number four, sophomore Alondra Ruiz. Number 10, junior Kelsey Douglas. Number 12, junior Cassie Carpenter. Number 13, senior Lauren Hausman. Number 14, junior Sydney Del Trolio. Number 20, junior Talia Crawford. Number 21, senior Cedar Fitzsimmons. And number 22, sophomore Abigail Talbot. So, I actually think Carpenter and Crawford are not here tonight for the Devils. So we'll take a look at our starters now. It's number two, junior Josie Fitzsimmons, who is their big scorer. She averages, I believe,
about eight. That's what I got with her today.
But nobody else really comes close to her.
So no, sorry, Mark. I got her at 12.7. Yeah, 12.7 a game.
So, and then number five, sophomore Zakia Shreve. Number 11, senior CJ Yurkat. And number 15, a senior Alyssa Jones. Now the starters, or excuse me, the non-starters for the Panthers. It'll be number three, Paige Kaybier. Number four, Bailey Wilson. Number 13, Breezy Huff. Number 15, Braden Alberg. Number 20, here we've got a Jake tonight. It's going to be number five, Maya Abeda. And number 24, Lily Nelson. The starters for Delta, number two, Aubrey Frazier. Number 10, Ellie Ames. Number 11, 14, Tatum Miller. You know, speaking of Tatum, what I really like about her is she is very business person-like out there on the floor. She just goes out, handles her business, and quietly, you know, averages 9-10 points a game, 4 or 5 rebounds, a couple of steals. She's just been kind of that glue that's held this team together this year.
Tatum's a good athlete. She's tough. She's the kind of kid that can run into the wall and then just come right back out for more.
I've seen her do it.
She's not going away for any insignificant reason, so that's always nice to have.
So Ames and Jones to tip-off, sponsored by Taco Time. And it's going to be controlled by Delta. Miller over to Ames. Ames top of the key. Back to Miller at the left elbow. He hits the cutting huff. Now they kick it back out. Frazier just inside the arc. Misses that one and a rebound for the Devils.
Kylie Huff had about a 4-foot bucket if she'd have just squared up and taken a look. Eagle Valley opened up in man. Delta's out in their 2-3 zone here.
So Fitzsimmons looks to drive. She kicks it out to Douglas. Shots no good. Rebound by the Devils. That's Jones with the face guard, and she's going to be fouled when she tried to put it back. The nose protector there.
Aubrey Frazier with her first foul. She told me today that she is the Frazier. The Frazier to be talking about here tonight.
We're going to remember that.
Like the Ohio State University. Yes. She just got a board, so maybe there's some credence to this.
So, Devils up 1-0 on the scoreboard. Delta with possession, moving right to left. Miller dishes to Huff. Kylie gets it underneath to Frazier.
The Frazier.
Yeah, the Frazier. We'll get it here. Kylie Huff in the lane.
Delta's running a little weave there. They're running a little Kansas three-man action, going down, getting deep into the paint. Just haven't made the little ones here yet, but I like the new system. I haven't seen that from the Panthers yet this season.
So this pass was tipped by Delta, and as Z Frazier tried to say that it went out of bounds.
Yes, we've got to clarify because her little sister Adrie, actually we should say younger sister, she's not a little
girl.
We'll be coming in here soon.
The Fraziers are have that same deal the Bears do.
That's right. Not as many though. Not as many in line there.
This is true. Steal by Ames.
Nice pass.
Miller paid him off the glass. It's good.
Nice pass. Ellie Ames with the assist.
6 and a half left in the first. Delta leads 2-1. Your catch. Over to Shreve. Shreve, back to the top. Lob to number 21, Fitzsimmons. Now they work it back around the perimeter. That's UCAC, and this one's going to probably be over and back. Yep.
Good ball pressure from Ellie Ames right there out on the wing. Caught the big old lob. Not something the teammates were ready for, and it went to the backcourt. So Panthers are up 2-1, 6:07 left in the first.
Ames gets the inbound in the backcourt. So bring it across. And at the top, over to Miller on the right side. Miller.
Ball, I like it. A little screen up top. Running the weed.
Huff. Out to Ames. Ames. Baseline. Kicks it out to Miller. Miller now drives. Runner off the glass. No good. Chases the rebound, but Frazier comes up with it instead. Out to Ames. Ellie for three. No good from the top. Rebound. Shreve. Devils with the basketball. Full court pressure by Delta forces the double dribble.
Wow. Third turnover for Eagle Valley so far. 2.5 played. Aubrey Frazier sticking her neck in there, doing a good job on the glass. She's got a couple rebounds so far. Got a nice little flex cut there. Turned it over.
Back the other direction. Now Jones over to Shreve. Shreve in trouble, and she's going to be pushed out of bounds. Wow, this foul might be coming on Dee Frazier. It is.
Dee Frazier being called by Cassie Harmeling, formerly Cassie Hutto. Good to see her in here calling these games. One of Cedar Reds' all-time best.
The Frazier sisters trade places, so Adrie Frazier into the game now.
Oh, for foul trouble.
And inbound off the backboard.
It was deflected by the Panthers, so it's going to stay. Well, let's take a look. There's going to be an official conference on this one, Mark. It's going to stay Eagle Valley after they looked at the replay. Just kidding, folks. Not a real replay. Just a discussion, which reminds me of that ARC championship game last weekend. There were multiple conferences.
Yes. So a runner in the lane by Fitzsimmons, and the Devils back on top by one. Quickly underneath to Adrie.
Nice pass by Taylor. Adrie put that thing in. Nice little lefty. Adrie Frazier on the board. Panthers on a little 1-2-1-1. Full court press. Swarming.
Able to break the press of the Devils, and they throw it away. Delta overwhelming the Devils there, and here come the Devils with their pressure.
Devils got a little 1-3-1 full court. Broken with one huck. Pass. Oh, Adrie Frazier dropped it underneath. Ellie Ames broke out with a great pass up over half court. Kylie zipped it to Adrie Frazier, and Fraze let it go through her hands.
Inbound goes to Fitzsimmons now. Over to the other Fitzsimmons. They try to get it underneath to Jones, out of bounds off of Jones. So I guess the Fitzsimmons sisters are in for the Devils.
Well, Delta's really speeding the game up here. Well, Ellie Ainge threw it away there, trying the same pass. Eagle Valley wants to get the tempo up in this game. Got another foul on Frazier there. Six Eagle Valley turnovers. Adrie hacked her inside. This is a 4-3 game for Panthers. They're going to have to execute a little better here, Mark.
Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company as Jones goes to the line. Can't get that one to go. Misses the second as well. Rebound Frazier. Quickly up the court and Ames threw that away.
Delta's going to have to slow down a little bit here. They're just turning it over too much. That's their third turnover.
Fitzsimmons underneath to Jones. Jones misses it. Rebound Frazier. Adrie tries to get it off, but she's fouled.
Adrie with her second defensive board here. The Frazier sisters leading the way for all four of Delta's rebounds so far. All right, Delta's got to crack this. Their Eagle Valley's matching up in this press. There you go, right to the middle. Zip, zip.
Up. Bullet pass underneath to Frazier. Off the glass, that's two.
Kylie Huff with an assist right there. Frazier, Avery, that is. She's got 4 points now. Ooh, overhead pass. Catapult there. Eagle Valley dipping it down, getting a layup of their own. I like the tempo of this game. Just too many turnovers, Mark.
Summers loses the handle. Picked up by Josie Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons up ahead to Shreve, now underneath to Jones, and they're knocked out of bounds by Summers. Here comes Braden Allberg and Breezy Huff into the game for the Panthers. 3:33 left in the first. Delta leads 6-5.
Grace's got to turn and look at the inbounder here. She's going to get one bounced off her backside for a layup.
Josie Fitzsimmons guarded by Breezy at the top. She works it in to Cedar Fitzsimmons, and then she'll turn it over. Breezy comes up with the ball, over to Ames at the top. Ellie back to her right now. Allberg at the top. Allberg to Breezy. Breezy backs up toward midcourt, waits for things to develop in front of her. Goes to Allberg. Allberg from the left corner. Now Frazier. Frazier over to Ames in the left corner. Ames goes lane. Turnaround jumper. Good.
Nice drive, Ellie Ames. Really nice. I tell you, Avery Frazier, Mark, is such a smart kid. She really is. And I'm watching her play. She's a lefty. She's going to have that. She's got some real upside on defense because most kids she plays against are going to be right-handed, so she's mirror imaging. She doesn't even have to leave her feet. That's her fourth defensive rebound right there. And she blocked possession before that one. She blocked the shot and got the board of it right there. So she could really be a defensive presence. If she makes up her mind to become a good basketball player, she can do it.
And she's got quite a bit of height, too.
Oh, yeah. She's a big kid. And strong. I mean, she had a great volleyball season. She can thump that ball. So,
to Frazier.
Little high flex.
Pass knocked out of bounds by Shreve. Delta will maintain possession. Bailey Wilson checking in for Ames now. Abigail Talbot in for the Devils, as is Sydney Detrolio.
Eagle Valley staying in man. Delta going to run their little flex, kind of a high flex that they run here. They run the baseline cutter after the down screen, which is not the typical way to run this.
Almost had the ball knocked away, but Breezy comes up with it. And then
there we go. Getting shot. Makes the foul count 3-2 here. 1:50 left in the first quarter. Delta's up 8-5.
First foul called on Dentrolio.
Brady's wide open underneath.
Breezy goes deep with this one, and it's intercepted. Shreve one-on-one with Miller, and Miller's going to foul her. You know, I don't know about that foul. You know, at that point, I mean, do you defend, just try to go straight up and kind of concede the basket, or do you want to make that foul there?
Well, the thing is, at high school basketball, Mark, you have no charge circle. Okay, there's no restricted area here, so you can set up and take one right there. However, I got to tell you, this Shreve is a pretty good athlete. She moves pretty fast.
She gets her team back within one. It's 8-7. 1:42 left in the first. Huh. Wilson struggling to get it across the time stripe. Launches it into the Delta Panther Pride marching band.
Six turnovers for the Panthers. We're up 8-7 right here. And a lot of it's been because they broke the pressure. But, wow, Eagle Valley, if they want to up the tempo of this game, they're doing it. I wouldn't mind seeing the tempo get up there, but let's have fewer turnovers.
Josie Fitzsimmons gets it to Shreve on the right side. They work it inside to Detrolio. Detrolio trapped, turns it over to Summers. Summers splits the defenders. One on three, stops, kicks it out to Miller. Miller now to over Breezy's head.
Wow.
Another turnover.
Seven turnovers apiece. We have watched 14 losses of ball this quarter. Come on here, youngsters.
You know,
let's clean it up.
Kyle had said that he felt that the girls had played sloppily against the Salt when they were here. And I didn't think it was that bad, but I felt there was a different feel to the rifle game on Tuesday, as they call lane violation on Eagle Valley there. And I thought rifle, even though we won by a large amount, seemed sloppy to me. And obviously this game, kind of sloppy with the turnovers here. So
definitely 15 turnovers between the two teams. Breezy with a nice little pass to Fraze. Fraze might be the meal ticket tonight, man.
She gets that to go off the glass, 10-7 Delta.
40 with the assist. Delta's got 10 points, and they got 4 assists on those. So 4 out of 5 assisted on the buckets.
Jersey Fitzsimmons looks to drive. Picks up her dribble now. Almost has that pass knocked away by Breezy, but picked up by Hossman. Hossman gets it again on the left corner, or left elbow. She'll bring it back to the top. Now it's going to drive.
High screen and roll against Delta's 2-3. They're winding this down for one shot. Nope, they took it. They took the effort right there. Mark, I thought they were going to try to just make it one possession. Ended up getting a hack. All right.
On 6-7.
Yeah. 10-7, Delta's got 11.3 on the clock, first quarter.
Miller, going to drive, dribbles quickly up the right side, up ahead to Allberg. Allberg kicks it to Summers, gets the bucket. And that's how the first quarter is going to end. Delta leads 12-7. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to the Panther Den. Mark Gander and Vaughn Mitchell along with you. We're just talking about the sloppiness of play in the first quarter by both teams. You know, we talked about Delta's quality of competition here so far, and obviously it hasn't been real good as the Devils score there. That
they're scrapping it at a... Pressing like they are, Mark, his daughter's a traveler on Kylie. Their press is definitely causing some problems. Delta's got 8 turnovers already. Definitely more fun to watch when teams clean it up. So,
just to finish my thought, you know, Delta turns the ball over like that against a better team than the Devils, and you know, they're down by 8 or 10 instead of up by 3.
True, but the thing we have to remember here, too, there's another turnover by Eagle Valley. Taylor off to the races. Nice pass over to Kylie Huff for the bucket. And one.
6 assisted bucket. And it's a play like that that can really ignite this Delta offense.
I agree. And what I was going to finish there, Mark, was that we're young. This team is still young. Every year you're looking at these kids. They're having another good JV season. They're working everybody over. Nice. Kylie makes the free throw. So you got talent in the pipeline, and when you're young like this, man, getting the experience. Look at that. Ellie Ames with the steal.
Kick out to
Kylie with the offensive rebound.
Back out to Ames. She can't get the bucket. Now, jump ball forced. It's going to be possession Delta. Ames inbounds Miller. Miller back to Ames. Nope, knocked away by the Devils. Turnover. Hosman fouled by Kylie.
Bell's averaging about 4 4 turnovers a game, but she's averaging close to 3.5 assists. So you get a high school kid that's up around a 1.0, that's decent. You want her to climb up over, you'd like to see a few more assists versus the turnovers. Really what you'd like to see is just that turnover number go way down. But she's having a nice year. Really a team player. There's a travel Eagle Valley. There's 10 turnovers. It's like a turnover fest, man.
Raiden Allberg looked at the official when she heard the whistle thinking, oh my gosh, I'm getting called for the foul. And then a sigh of relief when they found out that, when she saw that it was the travel being called.
Nice. I like the top screen, but our girls have got to get in there and shoot a 12-foot jumper. They're passing up easier shots for harder ones.
Up into Allberg off the glass. It's good.
Another assisted bucket. Kylie with the assist, and Braden gets the 2.
Deal. Huff gets it under the basket. She goes high off the glass. No good. Follows her shot. Gets the rebound. And no foul called, but it is going to go out of bounds off of Eagle Valley.
This game's got some craziness to it, man.
Jones checks back in for the Devils.
New inbound play. I haven't seen this one for a while. Neither have they.
Summers gets it for Ames. Ames now in the right corner. Now she'll come into the lane.
Yeah, that's
right. Free throw line. Jumper no good. Rebound.
You got to keep shooting that, though.
Back to Ames.
That's the shot. You got to
the left corner for 3. It's good. Now Delta's heating up a little bit. 20-9, Panthers. Devils beat the press. All alone underneath is Talbot. She'll have the bucket. Summers up ahead to Allberg, who has it knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, you just got to keep shooting that little 12-footer. I hope Ellie will keep putting that up. You can't ask for a better shot. She's a good shooter.
Inbound to Summers. There's a 15-foot jumper that's good. That's a kick, not call, but Delta gets the ball. Miller puts it up, no good. Rebound up in the putback. And a timeout called by the Devils. We too will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9 Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Gannon from Mitchell Panthers here in the Panthers Den at Delta High School. And Delta's cooking with gas now as they lead 24-11 after a little bit of a slow start in the first quarter.
Bonafide barbecue. And now they're back in the 2-3 again, no pressure. I'm sure Eagle Valley just called timeout and went through how to break the press. Coach Crowder taking it off. Trusting that the short-term memory won't be there the next time they run.
Peter Fitzsimmons gets it over to Yurchak now. A long skip pass to Jones. Back to Fitzsimmons at the top. Fitzsimmons tries to get it, and they're going to call kicking off of Miller. Devils maintain possession. Fitzsimmons again. Lobs it just out of Huff's reach. Shot no good by Yurchak. Rebound Delta. Ames overfeeds Breezy. Now kicks it out to Kylie. Just inside the arc off the glass. It's good.
Tatum got 7.
Out of Huff's hands, it looked a little offline, but it kissed the glass and hit the bucket.
Another
steal by Tatum.
There's a layup.
Get it. Delta missed the putback as well.
Kylie with her 4th offensive rebound, and both of them missed layups. Tatum and Kylie. Here comes little Frage. The Frage. Aubrey is probably a little frustrated that she got her 2nd foul sword, at least, so she's not been able to be in for this little avalanche of activity.
Yurchak brings it across, gets it over to Shreve, and Yurchak sets the screen. He's guarded by Miller. Pass inside to Talbot. Loose ball picked up by Breezy. Over to Miller off of her hands, and she gets it back. Now underneath to Breezy. Haynes ends up with it in her hands. Summers from the free throw elbow, no good. Rebound by the Devils. Yurkak, top of the key. Over to Cedar Fitzsimmons for three, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds.
Delta basketball. Needed 19-9 there, and she ended up getting closer to about 21 feet on the air ball.
It really looks for a bit here like Eagle Valley is going to keep punching with our girls, but that last little pressure right there just broke it out. Delta's up by 15, 26-11. 4 minutes left.
Breezy up running point here. Top of the key over to Little Frage. Frage from the baseline shot, no good. Rebound, and now picked right back up by Summers. This one's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Devils on the pass.
14th Eagle Valley turnover right there, Mark.
Yeah, Jones came up with the rebound after the shot, and Summers took it right from her. Breezy, inbound, nope, looking, still looking, gets it to Frage. Avery kicks it out to Wilson. Wilson now to Breezy Huff. Huff, foul going to be called on, I believe, Shreve.
Five up on the foul count here, 3:43 left in the second.
Yeah, that's Shreve's first, so he is doesn't need to worry as it looks like Aubrey Frazier's back in. So the Frazier sisters on the floor once again at the same time. The Frazier, Aubrey, gets it to Little Frazier. Adri at the top. She's going to drive the lane. Kicks it out to Breezy. Huff misses from the from about 10 feet, and the rebound goes to the Devils.
Really nice pass by Adri right there. Put it down on the deck, left-handed, drove. As Eagle Valley gets another air bank, Taylor Summers with the rebound, Mark.
Taylor up ahead to Adri. Little Frazier off the glass. It's good. Delta leads 28-11, 3 minutes left in the half.
Little Frazier's got eight all layups.
Around the perimeter, they try to work it inside. Do the Devils. Gets knocked. The ball gets knocked around. Fight for the loose ball, and a jump ball called. Like we're going to have a substitution as Josie Fitzsimmons is back into the game for the Eagle Valley Devils. Your Cack will have a seat. Simmons to inbound, goes to the left corner. Now they work it around the perimeter. Talbot at the top. Talbot to Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons now around the right side. Now
good
back
job.
To the top.
Good job by Bailey Wilson right there. Just moving her feet on the perimeter. Ooh, we just got a chop.
And that was Cedar Fitzsimmons hitting the deck.
Called it on the foul. Yeah, Delta's up to the 16th foul here in the half. Next one, they'll put him in the bonus. But that was called on Aubrey Frazier. Aubrey Frazier has her third foul here, Mark.
Yeah, she's a little frustrated down there picking up her third foul, but Shreve at the top. Over to Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons. Back to Shreve. For two. Shot no good. Rebound
for Aiden Allberg.
Trying to get out of trouble there. Breezy. Has it stolen by the Trollio. Now they try to get it underneath. And Allberg will knock it out of bounds as the pass was going for Shreve.
Braden plays top. Plays like an Allberg. Oh, they're going to call a little offensive foul there on a back screen. I don't know.
They're on Shreve.
Like contact there, but
that's her second. Both teams have 16 fouls. And Wilson will bring it across the time strike for the Panthers.
Yeah, Valley staying in man, really spread out. Delta's running their little high cutter flex.
Wilson gives to Huff, Breezy in to Frazier. Adrian gets caught up there in a trap, and the jump ball is called for.
Can't bring it low. Cannot bring it low. She's got to keep that at lowest at her chin. And as big as she is, keep that ball up above her head.
Delta has possession. Breezy looking to inbound, goes to the right side.
Nice.
Adrian steps around the defender, puts it up off the glass. It's good.
She's doing a great job shooting the ball tonight, Mark. The previous games that I've seen here at home, with Avery, she had trouble clanking it from a couple 3 feet tonight. She's probably 5 or 6. 5 of 7 from in there.
She's definitely improved with her shooting. The last several games, she's been hitting them. So, 3-ball, no good from deep, and saves into Jones, and she's going to be fouled on the putback.
All right, well, we just had a situation where that ball was saved from behind the bucket. The save hit the back of the backboard. They should have whistled that, and that should have been dealt a ball before the foul ever happened. Second foul, however, on Adrie. 5 fouls between the Frazier sisters here.
Modern Appliance Company, free throw no good from Shreve. Excuse me, that's Jones. They're going to say the shooter left the line before the ball hits the rim and lane violation. Delta will have the ball back. Eagle Valley extending again.
This full court man, there's a turnover mark.
Summers just lost the handle on the dribble. 30-13 Delta is another turnover right there by the Panthers.
That's Taylor's fourth turnover.
Petrolio gets it over to Fitzsimmons in the lane. Travel. So Tatum Miller will check back in for Summers. Miller, cross the time stripe, has that one stolen. Now she's trying to get it back. 5-4, jump ball call. You know, in the interview I did with Coach Crowder earlier this week, he talked about how he thought that the turnovers were down against Rifle World. I think they're making up for it here tonight.
They got 13 with a minute left here in the half, but they are up 30-13.
A little more.
And as many as that is, Eagle Valley's got 15. 15 themselves, so 28 total turnovers here in the half.
Little less than 60 seconds here in the half. Ball went out of bounds off the Delta, so Shreve will have it at the top of the key for the Devils. Over to Josie Fitzsimmons. Now back to Shreve on the left side. She stumbles, loses the handle. Fight for the loose ball and a foul by Delta.
Bailey Wilson. They'll be going and shooting the 1-1 now.
Delta getting ready to sub back in, so the starters will be on the court. Minus Z. Frazier with her 3 fouls. She'll stay on the bench. Braden Allbird stays in. I guess Breezy Frazier's out, or Breezy Huff is out there as well. So we're going to get a foul called on Grayson.
Oh, break down and shoot two, or shoot 1-1 now too. That's Eagle Valley 7. You're in the bonus here, ladies and lady, just lady.
Yeah.
You're in the bonus.
Well, there's one male official out there, so
he's
a gentleman.
He wasn't the guy making the call.
No.
But he was waiting at the other end, so that says something.
Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Braden can't get that one, but Breezy Huff comes up with the board. Putback no good. Rebound Jones for the Devils. 40 seconds left in the half. Petrolio up ahead to Shreve across the time stripe now. Shreve in a trap. Has a stolen by Miller. Miller 1-on-2 back on the other end, and she's hammered from behind. She's going to go to the line for, I guess two, but
that's got to be.
It's got to be. It's going to be at least one with the 1-and-1, but I would say that was on the shot, and she's going to be shooting two.
Clearly the act of shooting. Oh, wow. They called that on the floor.
Trust me. The last several games, we've seen a lot of crazy stuff happen.
Good steal there by Tatum. Off to the races. Yeah, I don't know what else could be considered the active shooting there, man.
Let me tell you about an inbound pass during the boys' game at Summit. We'll have that discussion at halftime, you and me. Fitzsimmons.
Ooh, nice
Girdle step in the lane. It's
okay.
A nice move.
8 seconds left.
Ames passing up ahead to Allbird, who wasn't looking. 3 seconds left now. Petrolio puts up a brick. At the end of the first half, Delta leads 30-15. So we'll take a break. when we come back. I did an interview with boys basketball manager Sunshine Rills last week, so we're going to have that interview coming up at halftime. So
that's got to be a good piece of journalism right there, Mark.
We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's take this to Nikki at the Sunflower Room and help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body brand, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, trimless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
I'm here with boys basketball manager Sunshine Wills. And Sunshine, you're a senior this year.
Yes.
How many years have you been managing for the Panthers?
I've been managing for 3 years. I've been managing since my sophomore year of high school, so, yeah.
What made you want to manage the basketball team?
I just liked the game. I couldn't be a girls manager at the time, but so then I asked Mr. Ames, and he was like, yeah, come on, and he needed managers, so then I just decided to be a manager.
That sounds good. So what do you like most about the game of basketball?
Probably just the energy and, like,
voice, really
the power that they have to create a game, a fun game. So,
so basketball is a lot of fun for sure. What else do you like to do for fun other than manage boys basketball?
So I do play soccer. I'm a soccer player. Other than that, I kind of hang out with family and hang out with friends and do soccer.
So you are a senior. What are your plans for the future beyond high school?
I'm going to CSU, and I'm going to be an elementary I'm going to go for elementary education.
Very good. Very good. My mother was an early elementary education teacher for about 18 years, so a lot of respect for teachers. So it was great talking to you. Good luck in the future, and Enjoy the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Clyde's Cafe in Delta. Clyde's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to the Panther Den at Delta High School. As we're at halftime, Delta leads 30-15, and you know, Delta had a little bit of a slow start, turned the ball over quite a bit in that first quarter. Not as many turnovers in the second quarter, and they really kind of locked things down, Don.
Still got 14 turnovers, 30 in the game, because Eagle Valley's got 16. Delta's plus 2 on the turnover margin, killing Eagle Valley on the glass there, plus 10 on the glass. Avery Frazier alone has 4 defensive boards, and young Kylie Huff with 4 offensive boards there. Avery Frazier also leading the Panthers in scoring here with 10 in the first half. Unofficially, I'd say it was on 5 of 7 shooting, which I'm telling you, that's 71%. You can live with that. That's the Artis Gilmore-type stat for the left-hander.
Unfortunately, Aubrey Frazier, takes up 3 fouls in that first half.
Yeah. Hard to argue, really, maybe, with any of them. The last one was just kind of unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's kind of wrong place, wrong time.
So.
But that made for a long night for a kid, especially when your team's having a good night, 30-15. You'd like to get in there and dish off a couple and feel good, feel like you were more apart. But maybe she can get some good minutes here in the second half.
So we'll also wait and see if, you know, the younger players get into the game. Paige, Kaymeyer, Lily.
Thank Lily Nelson.
Exactly who I was thinking of. Lily, and, you know, we've also got Maya Abeda
on
the bench tonight. We'll see if we can get far enough ahead where Kyle feels comfortable putting them in. You know, Brayden Allberg's seen quite a few minutes tonight.
I think Brayden's playing great tonight. She's one of my top picks. Just the strength that she's showing defensively. Tough rebounding, making good plays. And one more sincere compliment that I would give this team. These kids share the ball. I mean, We got 30 points here, and they are looking at 10 assists. That's fantastic.
Hey,
that really is.
Sharing is caring, Mom.
thank you, Mark. I have to agree, bud.
So, you know, I've talked this season about the improvement of Kylie Huff from last year. She's really kind of taken the next step. But I think Braden Allberg's starting to take that next step as
well. You
got
some good young kids, and I know Randy Allberg.
Mm-hmm.
This down here, she's not going to take no for an answer. So you got some good talent coming up through. Kate's going to be a good little guard. Every time I come in on a girls' JV game, Lily's stealing the ball and heading off to the races, and she's a savvy athlete. So you got some good talent coming up through here, bud.
I like how Paige Kaymeyer controls the game on the floor. She's definitely a floor general out there. She's a smart little kid. Ames, Delta has the ball to start the second half. Starts to get it to Miller. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Street. Ellie with the smile. Always with the smile. I love it. Inbounds. Goes to Summers in the right corner. One dribble, kicks it up, now gets it to Ames. Ellie at the top. Ellie looks to drive now, heading to the hoop. Jumper off the right side, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Huff. Nope, jump ball called.
Such a good move. I'm proud of Elle. She's got to go take a few more of those. And just keep shooting it. It's going to go. She could have some night. I think she's averaging about 3 points. But I'm telling you, Ellie shoots the ball nice. She could probably score 20 in a given night, if she will.
Josie Fitzsimmons kicks it back to Yerkak on the left side. They work it inside to Jones. Jones for the baseline. No good.
Big time run speed. There's Frage. Deep Frage on the defensive board.
Haynes kicks it into the lane and Huff. Kylie almost loses it. Mid kicks it out to Miller. Tatum now back underneath to the Frazier. And there's the bucket.
Nice pass from Tatum. A little dipsy-doo dump over the top to Aubrey Frazier. Delta's back in their 2-3, called off the dogs. Another travel. Oh, and a little slammy jammy. He thought about it. The ref was going to tear up, but he couldn't get the whistle up to his mouth fast enough. I'm glad he let it go.
It's obvious frustration on her part. It wasn't... it wasn't malicious.
I felt like slamming the ball. That's the 17th turnover we had to watch.
Exactly. Summers with the basketball, kicks it out to the Frazier. Aubrey now back to Ames at the top. Ames to Miller. Miller with the ball, fake going baseline.
Nice take and did.
Kicks it out to Summers. Jumper is good.
Such a good pass from Tatum. Tatum getting her second assist. Taylor's starting to warm up now.
Shreve, as the Devils go around the perimeter, works it into Jones.
Nice lefty take on the baseline. Wow, I thought she'd square up there. Dished it out for the three ball. Eagle Valley pounded that one. 34-18. Delta's up. 6:20 left in the third.
Ames across the time stripe. Summers now with the basketball. Back to Frazier at the top. Over to Ames. Ames now looks to drive the lane, and she's going to drop it off to Summers. Summers trips. She was fouled.
Call the trip. Delta's got it underneath.
Foul going to be called on Cedar Fitzsimmons. That'll be her first.
I like this play. Little double screen at the elbow. Popping the stack.
The Frazier gets it, kicks it to Huff. Now Miller back out to Huff. Kylie. A little dish to Miller. Miller now gets just inside the arc from on the right side. Shot's no good and a rebound by the Devils.
Frazier quickly defensive rebound of the night. Skip pass. Kylie Huff with the defensive board.
Up ahead to Miller. Miller off the glass gets the roll.
She's got 11 now. Tatum does. Nice pass by Kylie Huff.
Fitzsimmons to Shreve. Josie Fitzsimmons sets the pick, and Kylie Huff comes up with the steal, but she can't keep her feet and travels. That slight stumble there before she's able to get the pass off, and a little bit of a walk.
Nice effort by Kylie. She has such long arms. I think she deceives people. She tricks them.
Yerkak to the left corner. Kicks it out to Fitzsimmons. And a foul going to be called on Kylie.
I like that Fitzsimmons here has a little passion for the game. She's got some fire right now.
I like that.
She's going to be all right.
She needs to keep her emotions under check, in check just a little bit. She's starting to kind of walk that line, and the Devils will take a timeout.
But at least she likes it. I mean,
yeah.
She likes to win. She wants to do something different than what's happening. I like that. That's good to see. That Steamboat game we came in here, Delta was up like 84-4 or something, and we got a girl doing the YMCA in the fourth quarter. At some point, you got to say, I'd like my kid to compete a little harder than that.
Yeah.
You went out for the sport, after all. It's not like it's youth anymore. Not if everybody doesn't get a juice box anymore.
I'd like a juice box.
Sharing is caring.
No, you're absolutely right. Going out and having the fire and wanting to compete, that's part of what participating in high school sports is all about.
I like she's got a little bit of emotion here.
And she'll get the ball. Simmons looking to make stuff happen. She passes it to Yerkak. Yerkak drives. Has the ball knocked away. She gets it back, and then she's fouled on the shot by Summers. That's going to be Taylor's, I believe, second. Nope, it's her first. So your tack to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Drains the first.
Good stroke. Good stroke.
Yeah.
Good stroke on that kid. That ball is perfect rotation. Nice sideline break by the Panthers up to Aubrey. Backboard. High off the glass. No good. Rebound Summers. Heck of an offensive rebound by Taylor Summers right there.
Wide open look for Ames. That's the two. She was standing right on the arc.
Ellie Monster with a nice stroke. She's got four on the night.
Fitzsimmons over to Shreve. Shreve from the left. Elbow back to Fitzsimmons who replaced her over there. Now she'll bring it back to the top. Comes all the way around to the right. Spins, gets it into the lane. Turnover. Ames up ahead to Miller. Miller gets it to Huff, who's the trailer, and she'll put it in off the glass. 20-point lead for Delta.
Kylie's got five now and almost another steal. Tatum's got three assists. She got a foul on that play, 40-20. Looks like Kyle's bringing in some four reserves here.
Yeah, the main bench players, Allberg, Breezy, Huff, and Tatum. Bailey Wilson.
Look at that youth group. They're not a senior on the floor for the Panthers.
Nope.
A few sophomores.
The future of Delta Panthers girls basketball right there. The shot is missed by the Devils. Shreve gets it back. Can't make the putback. Now a fight for the loose ball. That'll be a jump ball. And Delta, I think, is going to have it. Moving left to right now. Yep. 4:07 left in the third. Delta leads 40-20. Miller across the time stripe. Miller over to Avery Fraser.
Oh, missed the flex cutter wide underneath. Avery needed to bullet one in there. She's left-handed.
Allberg misses the pass. Goes wide of Breezy and turnover back to the Devils.
Delta's sitting back. Her 2-3 with Avery in the middle is more like a 2-1-2. She really takes up some space in the middle. She'd get her hands up. Be like a big tree in there.
Shreve lost the ball, somehow got it back, and now this pass by Cedar Fitzsimmons is stolen. Back on the other end, Miller can't get the shot, and it's a rebound by the Devils. This one goes up ahead to Hausman. Hausman is blocked by Strange and out of bounds.
See, Markoff, she does it, I mean, just left-handed, and she's so much taller and longer than these kids she's playing against. She doesn't even hardly have to leave her feet. It's like watching Mark Eaton from the Utah Jazz.
Similar to Eric there on the boys' team.
Eric has a chance to be a fantastic defensive player. You know, the difference being she's left-handed.
Correct.
That's right. And just that mirror image of most of the kids you're playing being right-handed. That's Bill Russell. That's it. He saw defense because he was the mirror image of most people that he was playing against.
Devils inbound to Fitzsimmons. Cedar dishes to your check. Runner in the lane. It's good. Nice play there by the Devils to break into Delta's lead just a little bit. Miller to Allberg.
Flex cutter.
Allberg to Frazier. Adrian kicks it out to Miller. Miller now drives the lane, kicks it to Allberg. Jumper no good. Rebound by Shreve. Almost loses it. Now a jump ball solved. And looks like Delta's going to have possession.
That's now the 10th Eagle Valley rebound of the night. 7th defensive board right there. Turned it back over because she brought it down. Got tied up for the jump ball.
Substitutions for the Devils as Joseph Fitzsimmons back into the game, as is Abigail Talbot. Breezy looking to inbound, needs to get it in. She does to Allberg. Now back to Breezy underneath. Breezy to Frazier.
Oh, we're going to get 3 seconds.
Turns it over. Now it's going to go out of bounds off of Shreve. So Delta finds a little reprieve there and gets the ball back.
First turnover from Adri on the night, and I think if she had thrown that away, we'd have gotten a 3 second call. Eagle Valley gave it right back, 21st turnover of the night.
Breezy to Wilson. Wilson now drives. High jumper, no good. Rebound by the Devils. And now they have possession going back the other way as Lauren Hausman brings across the time stripe. Hausman over to DiTrolio. DiTrolio now back to the top, back to Hausman. Hausman from the left elbow has it knocked away by Miller. Now Frazier picks it up. Tatum up ahead to Breezy. Breezy will be fouled. I think she's going to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throws. Another one of the girls that always has a smile on her face is Breezy Huff.
Yeah, she's a sweet kid.
Like Paige Kaymeyer getting set to come into the game. Breezy drains the first. Delta also struggled from the charity stripe at Rifle.
Did they?
Yeah, they went, I think it was like 5 for 15 or something like that. It was not good.
That is not a fresh percentage.
Mm-mm. So, but they do seem to be shooting it a little better from the stripe tonight, so. Devils almost lose it, but get it back. That shot's no good, and they're going to say it's out of bounds off of Eagle Valley.
19-point game. Delta's up 41-22. 2 minutes left in the third.
Wilson to bring it across the time stripe for the Panthers. Wilson.
Eagle Valley staying man-to-man. I like this commitment that this Eagle Valley coach has made.
Little give and go. Paige Kaymeyer now dishes it in.
Nice up and under by Braden Allberg. She got hacked. She went to the free throw line. Sweet little up and under move.
Free throws, of course, sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Jill missed the first one. And she'll get the second.
Brady's got three on the night.
Back to a 20-point advantage for the Panthers. Carpenter. Excuse me, that's Hausman to bring it across. Hausman gets it back. Now out to Fitzsimmons. Cozy Fitzsimmons for three. 42-25 Delta with 90 seconds left in the third. Wilson, top of the key, over to Little Frege. Adri dishes to Breezy. Breezy Huff in the lane. Runner, good. Nice little one-hander there from Breezy.
The running one-hander, a la Alex English.
So Hausman again with the ball for the Devils. Over to Alondra Ruiz, now Fitzsimmons. Sets up for three from the left elbow this time. It's still good. Rebound by Ruiz. High off the glass on the putback. No good. Fight for the loose ball and a jump ball called.
Braden sticking her nose in there. That's nice. She's just in there fighting. Going to get that board. Fitzsimmons got a little bit of juice in her legs now after hitting that last three. You can tell. And 19-point game. You just don't want them to get it close. You don't want them to get back within single digits.
Ruiz gets it in the corner on the inbound and then throws it off a Delta Panther back out of bounds. So the Devils will maintain possession. Lob to Fitzsimmons on the left side. She's back to the top. Now over to Hausman, back to Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons looks to drive and it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say a foul on Allberg. Ravens first. Lob inbound to Fitzsimmons again. Same inbound play as last time, and now she's over on the right side, puts up a prayer, and gets it to go. She did her own little up and under. Bailey Wilson didn't bite on it too much, but then Fitzsimmons just chucked it. Came out of Coach's kid. I watched Boise State play a couple weeks ago. Coach's kid shooting the shots like that. Oh, Avery Frazier missed a layup. Got her own rebound, missed another one. Braden Albert gets hacked. So three offensive rebounds there for Delta. Braden going to the stripe here. She's got three on the night, Mark. Temple Modern Appliance Company free throws on the way. 17 seconds left in the third. First one's good. She's getting comfortable. Second one, off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Hausman. Hausman kicks it out to Fitzsimmons. Air balls the three. And Ruiz is out of bounds, trying to save it. Turnover back to Delta with 7 seconds left. We'll see who gets to take the shot here. Into Kaymeyer. Kaymeyer blazing up the court. Gets wrapped up with Ruiz. Stolen. And Ruiz isn't going to get the shot off in time. And that's how the third quarter ends. Delta up 45-27. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats. Since 1935, Dowd's Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Delta has possession to start the final stanza here. Starters back on the floor for the Panthers. Miller drives the lane, kicks it out. Graves picks it. Nope. Graves is going to knock it out of bounds. And a turnover back over to the Devils.
Yeah. Tatum's a little bit out of control right there. Penetrating baseline. No place to go. She just kind of chucked it out. No one could get the grip on it.
Inbound goes to Cedar Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons over to Kelsey Douglas. Now she somehow gets it through the hands of Kylie Huff into the hands of Fitzsimmons, and Josie Fitzsimmons with the bucket.
That's a tough finish right there. That was through traffic. She's doing okay.
To Huff. Huff looking for the cutter. That's Miller off the glass. It's good.
Nice pass by Kylie. Another assist for fourth on the night. Tatum. She's got 13.
Cedar Fitzsimmons over to Douglas. Douglas out to Ruiz on the right side, back out to Douglas for three. No good off the front iron. Frazier comes up with the rebound. That's the Frazier. She gets it ahead to Miller. Miller inside to Huff. Huff off the glass, no good. Fight for the loose ball.
Got a girl, Aubrey Frazier. She's got 5 boards tonight, limited action due to foul trouble.
Summers with the ball fake. Now back to the top of Ames. Ames trying to work it in underneath the Huff. Kylie steps back, jump. They're going to call a travel.
That's Kylie's third travel on the night. That was a great pass by Ellie Ames. Nice little touch lob right over the top of the defender fronting Kylie, but Kylie pulled it back and traveled.
Miller with the steal. One-on-one on the other end. Shot no good. Rebound Huff. Kylie tries to get it to Summers. Loose ball now on the floor. And a jump ball called. Possession's going to go to the Devils.
Short sticking on the layups. We just got to get it up a corner of the square. Tatum's going in and she's trying to get it to spin over. She's had a couple go in tonight for her that way, but Got to get a little higher on the glass.
Miller pokes at three again from Yerkak.
She's going to get another steal. Tatum Miller looks like the kind of kid who just plays three games a night. And then maybe go play some softball when she's done.
Yeah.
It works. She's great out there.
In the paint to now underneath to Ruiz for the Devils. And 47-31. Delta maintains their lead, but the Devils cutting into it. 6 minutes left in the game. Ainge. Little give. Kind of Statue of Liberty-esque and tough. They work it into summer. She gets to go off the glass.
Kylie with her fifth assist on the night. Taylor's got eight now, unofficially.
Yerkak works it into Fitzsimmons. Travis is going to walk.
24th Eagle Valley turnover.
Everything going through Josie Fitzsimmons now.
Yeah, she made her mind up.
Miller, top of the key, has this one knocked away by Yerkak. Yerkak way out in front, and it's going to be fouled by Kylie Huff. And that might only be Kylie's first. That's actually her third. Wow, I was way off. Samsonite of it. Yerkak to the line for Jew Modern Appliance Company free throws.
You're right, she's got a very pretty shot. What grade does it say she's in, Mark?
She's a senior. Got them both. And now a timeout by the Devils. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to the Panther Den. Mark Cantor and Vaughn Mitchell here with you as the Panthers lead the Devils 49-33 on this girls-only Thursday night action. 5.5 left in the game. Panthers picked up this game as they do not play Aspen at all. So they still end up a game short on the season, but they're at least able to make up one of the games missed with Aspen. Their girls play in 2A, and us playing them really didn't make any sense.
Well, you have to guard these days with the RPI, but the RPI will probably get dinged because you don't get 23 full games, too. So it is an inexact algorithm, to say the least.
And Simmons, and trapped inside, gets it out now. Douglas underneath to Shreve.
Look, their coach is generating some shots for them. It's that simple. They've run some high-low these last two sets. Eagle Valley's run some of the best offense we've seen tonight against the 2-3. But you can't just baseball pass it off the front of the rim.
Jump ball, Delta with possession. A little trap game trying here. Ames works it across the time stretch. Right elbow.
Ellie's a tough point guard. Pretty good ball handler, good shooter, totally unselfish, and she's so tall, she can see up over the top of most people guarding her.
Summers misses that one, and the rebound goes to the Devils.
Under 5 minutes now.
Douglas dribbles back to the top, now to Shreve, short jumper, no good. Summers comes up with the rebound, trying to get out of the trap. That's going to be knocked out of bounds by Cedar Fitzsimmons.
Taylor's got four boards on the night, and then Eagle Valley clamps you. As soon as you get a defensive rebound, they're looking to trap. They put the trap back out here, looking to extend full court pressure.
Miller gets the inbound, tries to get it to Frazier.
Ooh, they call that a block.
Yeah, Delta might have gotten one there.
Tatum was reeling down the sideline here, just sprinting, and I kind of felt like Eagle Valley got there, as their coach does, too. Nonetheless, there's a foul on Eagle Valley, five fouls apiece. Nobody in the bonus here. Delta's got the ball. You got it, Mark.
Summers, top of the key. Summers looks to drive, gets inside, underneath, and it's good off the glass.
Nice play right there. I love that finish. She actually went off of what you would normally consider the wrong foot, but it was the quickest way for her to get between that last double team, and then she went and finished it. That showed a little bit of talent right there.
Kylie Huff with another steal. Now Delta back on the other end. Miller right elbow inside to Kylie. Kylie back to Summers. 12-footer no good. Rebound by Yerchak. Gets it over to Cedar Fitzsimmons just beside the arc. Shot no good. Rebound by Sis. Put back no good. But she will go to the line for two. .350 left of the game. Delta leads 51-33. Second foul called. Or excuse me, fourth foul called on Frage. Or as we've been calling her all night, the Frage.
She asked for that.
She did.
That's on her.
And we're giving it to her. So Josie Fitzsimmons hits the first Modern Appliance Company free throw. Sydney Detrolio back into the game for the Devils. She'll sub in for Cedar Fitzsimmons.
Hit them both.
Got them both.
Eagle Valley, six of their last six from the free throw line. Ooh, Tatum dribbling through them again. They've sped her up. A little bit out of control, Mark.
Ames to Huff on the left elbow. Back to Ames at the top. Ames dribbles. Now to Summers. Can't get the roll. Rebound Kylie up. And a whistle blows. They're going to call a foul on the Devils. It's going to be on Josie Fitzsimmons.
Nice rebound by Kylie in there. She's just in there scrapping, putting those long arms up, keeping the ball high. She did a nice job. That is her seventh rebound on the night.
Aims to inbound. The up underneath. One dribble by Frage. The Frazier is going to be fouled, trying to put it in the bucket. She'll go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company.
Overpassing. They're overpassing, Mark. I mean, they're getting some good looks from 6 foot men, and they dump it into somebody that's guarded for a 2-footer. I mean, we're going to the stripe right here, but I'd like to see him shoot that little 6-footer. He'd be better off. Then the kid that's 2 feet from the bucket can rebound it if you miss.
And I honestly thought Kylie was going to take that shot. I was a little surprised when she did dump it off underneath. The Frazier misses both free throws.
But what you can't help but love is the unselfishness that says, I'm going to give this ball to my teammate.
He gets in there. Frazier does that time, tries to get the steal, but Devils have the basketball. Detrolio. Now there's a steal by Frazier. Over to Miller. Or Ames tries to pass it to Huff and just overshot her. A little too much on that pass.
Up by 16. 3:05 left.
Yerchak brings it across the time stripe for the Devils. Gets it over to Detrolio. Back to Yerchak. Now Detrolio at the top. Over to Douglas. Douglas gets the screen from Detrolio. They work it into Josie Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons in the paint. One-handed runner no good. Rebound Huff.
Nice box out. Nice box out by Aubrey Frazier right there. Helps her teammate get it. That's the kind of team play it doesn't show up in the box score. But every coach knows that's the kind of stuff that adds up to winning.
So a turnover on the travel by Miller. And the Devils have the ball back. Yerchak over to Douglas. Douglas works it into Fitzsimmons. Now she'll pass it to Frazier. The Frazier up ahead to Huff. Huff loses the handle. Loose ball is going to go off of the Devil. So we're going to get some mass substitutions now as Little Frazier, Breezy Huff, and Braden Allbird come into the game.
It's just been good year in, year out. I mean, it's really that simple. Most games you see like this. Graduating CUDA last year.
Well, you know, they don't rebuild. They reload as Summers hits the 15-footer.
Tatum with another assist. Taylor really turning it on now. They really are. Mark's just kind of reloading every single year. You got some guards. You know, I was thinking back to when he had Mitchell Webb, and those kids just can pressure the crud out of people, you know? And they don't exert the same kind of pressure, but this team is so unselfish. They share it. There's a lot of kids. I mean, you're looking at our three top scorers are all around 8-9 a game. Nobody even in double figures. But, you know, this is not a league game tonight, but this is going to take them to 11-5. That's a salty season. And you're looking at a 7-0 league team. They're knocking down the dominoes that are put in front of them, you know?
Rebound Summers after the Modern Appliance Company free throws up ahead to Breezy Huff. Huff to Avery Frazier. Frazier over to Miller. Miller dribbling around on the perimeter. Long pass gets knocked away by the Devils. So what you're saying, I mean, four straight Elite Eight appearances for this Delta Panthers team, I think that says it all. You know, obviously those teams led by Eric Akuda. But, you know, we've got our eyes on another Elite Eight, you know, appearance here. I think it's going to take a little work by these girls. You can't start out a game like they did tonight to get there.
As the shot, well, the culture is strong. These kids expect to win when they play. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah. So Delta will turn the ball over after the travel, 90 seconds left in the game. And, you know, right now, Delta, before this game, looking at the algorithm, and you're getting my air quotes here, the seeding algorithm they have now, which is 50% RPI, 50% max preps ranking, Delta's ranked 12th all the way across the board. 12th RPI, 12th max preps, and therefore 12th in the seeding. So, you know, if the season ended tomorrow, they'd host the first-round playoff game.
Nice.
And with the way the playoffs are working this year, without district tournaments and regional tournaments, is high seed host. That's, you know, up until the Elite Eight. As Delta will have the ball in the backcourt, Wilson to Breezy Huff. Breezy tries to work it underneath. Breezy again. Probably would have been better suited just to try the one-hander.
Agreed. Just take the shot. Take the easy one.
But just to finish my thought, high seed host, there's no regional tournament. You're playing, you know, one game. You know, it's just one game, winner goes home up until the Elite Eight.
Right.
You know, high seed host, I think I've said that three times now. But
that's all right, Mark. You know, people at home are going to get that.
Yeah. So, but, and I was also informed this week that in the first round, the girls will play on a Tuesday, the boys on a Wednesday, regardless. And then the second round, it'll be girls on a Friday, boys on a Saturday. So they won't be playing on the same day.
Well, I'm glad about that for my friend Coach Ames right there, because his daughter's a senior. He can catch L play, and the guys keep going. They get a chance here in the postseason.
Well, and it helps me with my coverage.
There you go.
Cover both doable. Yeah. Douglas from just inside the arc for the Devils. She'll rattle at home. 53-37 Delta, 20 seconds left in the game. Lily Nelson getting some action there in the paint, gets the short jumper.
Putting two in, young Lillian B. Nelson.
Douglas starts to work it in to Talbot. They get it back on the perimeter. Ruiz, floater's good.
That's it.
And that'll be the game. So Delta's going to win this one, 55-39. We'll take a break, come back with our postgame. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face this to Nikki at the Sunflower Room and help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So it was a little bit of a slow start for the Panthers tonight, but they picked it up, built their lead, and they cruised to the big victory.
They exerted that pressure right there, Mark. Had that little, about an 8-0 run and got up 24-15, and from there it was just off to the races with them. Taylor, Summers had 12 points tonight. Tatum Miller with 13. And look, you had a bevy of kids here with 3, 4, 5 assists. Kylie Huff, check this stat line out. She had 5 assists, 4 steals, and 8 rebounds. That's just stuff right there. A lot of good stuff. My favorite part of the game, how much those girls share the basketball with each other. And like I said, this is the domino that was in front of them. They knock it down.
Yep.
And they're doing it in convincing fashion.
The girls travel to Steamboat Springs along with the boys tomorrow. Tip-off for the girls' game is scheduled for 4:30 p.m. with the boys scheduled to follow at 6. You can hear all the action right here on Audio Sports Online. I'll be making that trip tomorrow. Once again, the final score, Delta 55, Eagle Valley 39. For Ron Mitchell, I'm Mark Cantor. Thanking you for listening to our coverage of Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. I'll talk to you tomorrow, folks. Have a good night.